Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy Saturday. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday show. It really is Saturday. It really is. It's November 8th, 2015. It's a Saturday. Oh, my God. What are you doing today? It's podcast number two. I know what I'm doing. I'm speaking to you. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast. Great to have you here. One Saturday Plaza announcing live in the studio, the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. I am speaking to you. Are you receiving this message? Do you want something specific to be talked about? Your specific issue, let's say issue, maybe your dream, maybe how do you move forward? Hit me up, email sam@everydaysaturday.com. Or if you can do it in 140 characters or less, hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. We're talking about miracles today. Earlier in the day, we launched the very first show of the day today talking about you. You're the miracle, baby. But to really appreciate what a miracle is. That word gets thrown around a lot, doesn't it? The word gets thrown, hey, you need a miracle? It's funny how nobody believes in miracles, really, until they need one. You know, hey, I, guilty as charged, got both hands in the air. Coming into 2014, I was feeling really good, really, really good. And then in the summer, it felt like I got hit in the stomach with a young Mike Tyson punch, sucker punch, man. When you're given the news that your wife's on bed rest and your baby is going to be delivered 16 weeks early. Woo-wee, born at 1 pound. Then you get on your knees, man, and you start praying hard for a miracle. And it's funny because unless you've ever been in the dark, you really never appreciate the sunrise. Is that true or true? Think about that statement. I'm going to say it again. Just think how that resonates with you. And I want you to think about your darkest time. When has been your darkest time where you really, really needed a miracle? You know, was it a financial miracle? Was it something had to do with health? A lot of people praying. I don't know about your church. When I go to church, we're praying a lot for people's health. And I look around and I think, it ain't going to last forever, man. This body, I feel good. I got my mama of sound mind and body. Got a lot going on. Business is going good. Everything's going good. And I'm not one of these people who wait for the rug to be pulled out from underneath me. But it's going to be gone. I mean, guys, we are at the greatest time in the history of the world to be alive. I mean, we have technology at our fingertips. We have a way to connect with people right away. We have so many great ideas. We have so many great inventions. Healthcare has come just amazingly, you know, far, regardless of what you think of politics. And here's a funny story for you. I was going to dinner last night. Said to my 9-year-old daughter, I said, hey, honey, I'm going to dinner with your mama. Next thing I know, she tells her older sister, hey, where's dad and mom? Dad's going to dinner with Obama. I'm like, Obama? What are you talking about? Kid, seriously, clean out your ears. Proof once again, nobody in this house listens to me. Yeah, I should have just come home. I said, hey, yeah, I met with Obama. Yeah, got some issues solved. A little bit weak on defense, a little strong on government. We got this immigration issue to work through. But all in all, I think we made some great strides, Pagey. What do you think, bub? It's just hilarious. It's just kids, man. It's like that telephone game. Pass it on. But when you really need a miracle, man, you're looking for that sunlight. And think about that darkest place that you've been. You appreciated the sunlight so much more, didn't you? I mean, you could just wake up and you could just say, oh, my God, the sun's out today. I explained this in my book, No More Work Days, The Journey to Making Every Day a Saturday. If you haven't picked up that book, go to Amazon. It's a great read. It's a long book, some 18, 19 chapters, but it really chronicles a lot of the stuff that it's just my personal story. And the reason I did this is I wasn't on an ego trip, but my thought was always, if I can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. If I can see a miracle happen in my life, why can't you see a miracle happen in your life? You know? And I remember just the I read Your Best Life Now by Joel Osteen, and it had one of the most profound spiritual impacts on me personally. And it was just stuff, silly stuff, like Joel would say in his book, just drive around and ask God for a supernatural favor, give you a parking spot closer to the grocery store. And guys, I was that desperate. I mean, I'm telling you, I had no ego when I was going through that. And I'm so glad that I got dressed down to where I really appreciate it. I say dressed down, I mean, everything stripped from me, you know, everything that I own gone, you know, except my house and the clothes on my back and a couple bucks to our name. But still had my health, still had my family, had three kids under the age of five, and I would actually listen to Joel Osteen in Your Best Life Now. I got the audio version of the book, and I would hear him say that, and I would do it. I'd go drive around in a Walmart parking lot or Kroger, and I would just say, God, I'd like a front row parking spot. Just testing God a little bit, you know, just asking for that miracle. And I'm telling you, man, it happened. I don't know. And I'm not here. This isn't a religious show. You guys already know I'm a Christian. I mean, I'm not going to hide from that. It's not. I'm embarrassed of it. Jesus Christ, I believe, died on the cross for my sins. That's what I believe. What you believe is what you believe. But we all believe, at least I hope we all believe in miracles, you know. And I'm not here to preach the gospel, but I'm here to tell you that if you need a miracle, why don't you just ask for it? Why don't you just ask for it? Some of the greatest miracles that have ever happened in people's lives have been after they have asked for that miracle. Now, my thought about that is miracles absolutely happen. I mean, you are one. We already talked about that earlier on today's show. You are one. But also, I believe that when you ask for something in the supernatural, that when you ask for a miracle to happen, things start to conspire in your life to make that goal happen. And the reason I think this, and I'm not a fan of The Secret, so I'm not going there, Law of Attraction. I believe in the Law of Attraction, but I believe that The Secret was a really well-produced movie. Okay, you and I can agree to disagree on that. Not really interested in arguing about The Secret. Because, look, I've shared a stage with Bob Proctor, very prominent in The Secret. I shared a stage with Lee Brower at an event in Hawaii, very prominent in The Secret. Okay, I have friends that have been in that movie that have helped with it. I think it's great. You know, I think it was a very well-produced movie, and I think in the context of what they're talking about, there's something missing, and it's talking about action. Because I think when you ask for a miracle, you pray to your God, you say, God, I can't do it anymore by myself. I need a miracle. You begin to get more clear. See what I'm talking about? It's not, I don't believe that it's just something where you wake up the next morning and all of a sudden now you have this big abundance, this big gold, pot of gold there sitting in front of you. I believe that you have consciously made a decision that you now know what it is you want. And also, equally as important, is you now know what it is that you don't want. So can you ask for a miracle? Absolutely you can. But let me ask you a question for today's show as we're talking about this topic. Do you even know what to ask for? Because a lot of people don't. And I'm not even saying that to be flippant. A lot of people don't even know what to ask for. I didn't. I just wanted money. Well, Sam, I'm saying to myself, you got to gain more clarity. You know, you've asked for money, you've asked for money, you've asked for money. Why do you want money? I want money because I want to be secure. You want to be secure why? So I don't have to go to a job. Don't want to go to a job. Why? Because I want to spend time with my kids. Why don't, or because I want to spend more time with my kids. Why do you want to spend more time with your kids? Because my dad left me when I was 3 months old, my mom to raise eight kids. I know what it's like to go an entire life without a father. Bingo. That at its core is asking for a miracle. The universe, I really do believe that the universe conspires. My universe is made up of God, okay? And I'm, again, this is here not even open for debate. I'm just saying my universe is made up of God, the creator. When I ask for a miracle, it's as much, it's a 50-50 proposition. I own 50% of that initiative. I need to begin to start taking steps forward to make that happen. If you're broke right now, you got to get unbroke. How do you get, I'm not even saying get wealthy. Notice I didn't say you got to get rich, get wealthy, because you can't go from broke to wealthy. It's impossible. Not in one fell swoop. It's going to happen, but there's a couple of steps in between there. You know, why don't we talk about what a couple of those steps might look like? How about a shift in your mindset? How about instead, as we talked about earlier, instead of being a victim, you become a victor? How about instead of saying, woe is me, look at me, pity me, you go out and help a bunch of other people and become a blessing in their life and not ask for anything back in return? You know what's going to happen? Word is going to travel. The sound travels twice as far when you allow somebody else to toot your horn for you versus the opposite, tooting your own horn, right? You've heard of the, I don't toot my own horn, but well, then don't. Because when you allow someone else to do it for you, the sound travels twice as far. When you get an endorsement, you get a referral is an implied endorsement of your services. Why don't you go seeking one referral in the area in which you want to work? Is that real estate? Is that legal? Is that mortgage? Is that being a home contractor? Is that being a cleaning person? Is that being technical, website, whatever it is? Why don't you seek out one referral? So then the question, we're not going from broke to rich. We're not doing that. We're going from broke to unbroke. And it begins with your mindset. You got to have the confidence that you are the individual who can actually provide this service for somebody else. That's how you do it. And then it's just a matter of doing it over and over and over again and then leveraging, getting other people to do your services for you, and you're over this big enterprise. You're starting to see how a little bit of this works right here? Yeah. See, the ex-stuttering college dropout ain't so stupid after all. But here's what you got to do. You got to go get a referral from somebody. How do you get a referral? Go do something for somebody at no charge and then ask them for it. Do you think somebody's going to be so incredibly grateful that you allowed them, you gifted them basically with your intellectual property and your skills, help them out of a mess, whatever it is. I don't care if it's getting their website back and running on the internet, if you're fixing their stereo, their car, whatever it is. Hey, would you mind giving me a testimonial for my business? I'm actually launching a new business. This is what I'm going to, my goal is. Can I share my dream with you? My dream is to be a home contractor and to go into people's houses and specialize in helping individuals who really can't help themselves. And this would help me immensely get my brand and get the message out there. Would you mind if I used a photo of you and a referral for the nice job I did for you? Didn't have to talk about you not giving me any money or doing it for free. Just the fact that I knew what I was talking about, I did it ethically, I did it the right way, and it helped you out a ton. Can you do that for me? Now, you got to have the mindset to be able to ask that question, but why would you not ask that question if you're trying to grow your brand in that particular niche? You see, but you have to understand, man, a miracle is going to happen in your life. It absolutely is going to happen. Just as things we've been talking about the last 5 minutes is probably a huge leap for most people. Or maybe you don't need a quote-unquote miracle. Maybe things are going okay. You want them to be better. Then get better at asking people what it is. Number one, hey, what do you think I'm best at? Hey, number two, would you mind if I did that for you at no charge? What? You're going to do my tax return for me? Yeah. I'm going to do your entire tax return for 2014 when it's ready. And what I'd like for you is to refer me to your friends, to your family, to other people, letting me know what the great job I did for you, that I did it on time, I did it right, got it filed, and everything was perfect. Can you do that for me? Because you're an influential person. What are you doing? Man, you're stroking their ego a little bit. People love that, man. As long as you believe it to be true, and they are an influential person. So you're a person of influence, and I know you probably have a great network. I'd love to tap into that network. And hey, if it means costing doing $500 or $1,000 worth of tax returns for you at no charge this year, I'm happy to do it because I want to build my brand. I want to do this full time because this is what I really love to do. Listen, make no mistake. You're a miracle. A miracle is about to happen in your life, but you have to set the intention, and then you have to go and take action. Go ahead and do it, man. Just do it. Ain't nothing to lose. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.